Can you hear me? Okay. Make sure I've got it. Is everybody with us yet today? How's everyone doing? Hey, there we go. Wow, we got questions. I don't hear anything but music. Bagpipes? Good evening. Good evening to you, Pam. Good evening to you, Sally. Lauren, great to have you. Les, always a pleasure. Let's see here. I'm going to start reading through some of these questions. Everybody else with us? Rob, nice to see you. Les wants to know, will this be recorded again? What do you mean by again, Les? This is a one time. One time.
I think he means it's just going to be recorded, even though it's a bonus call. And yes, the answer is yes.
Uh-huh.
So we're recording everything.
As well we should.
So welcome, everybody. Glad to see you all here.
Yeah, always a pleasure. We've got a few more people joining us, I know, right now. We should have some have a good call this afternoon, kind of breaking away from what we've done in the past. This really is a bonus call. You're going to have a very different call for ahead of us. I assure you it will be quite cool. So, again, thank you all for coming. Who else do we have with us? Say hello. Hop in that Q&A box and say hello. Yes, it was Irish music. That is music from the infamous and fabulous movie Boondock Saints. My good friend Ryan, he's also on the call with us, just was introduced to this last week, and he can attest it's freaking fantastic. Hey, Jason, welcome. We've got about half the people we normally have on this call, so I'm hoping that we have a few more coming in. And Cody Robert just joined us. We'll be taking apart Cody's website. Part of what we've agreed to do this week for this bonus call was to take some of your websites and put them in through Richard and I's heads, basically, and figure out what the greatest value is, what the smartest moves are, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I see that Jit just joined us. Good to hear from you, Jit. Ryan, Sally, Neil, Marilyn, good peoples. Let's see here. Joe, nice to see you. Guys, I'm enjoying this. I'm just waiting a few more seconds to start things off because I want to make sure that we have as many people on as want to be. Now, Richard, out of curiosity, man, I know that your life is insane, but I noticed one thing on your blog recently. We've not seen pictures or heard stories about Adam of late. Is he doing well?
I think he's doing really well. I keep meaning to upload some more pictures. I've got them all on my camera, but I just haven't had a chance to sit down and upload them. He went to a doctor's appointment yesterday, or the day before yesterday. All the days are blurring into one. And, yeah, he's now a super healthy 14-pound baby.
That's
awesome.
A little
monster. He had his shots as well, so he's been a bit cranky the last couple of days, but he's doing really well.
That's good. That's good.
He's smiling and cooing, so, yeah, it's pretty fun. And we're getting more sleep now, which is always a good thing.
For sure, for sure. Let's see here. He's been recuperating from the weekend. Hey, that's me. Good to hear you, Richard. Enjoy it while you can, says Sally. That's good. All right, guys. Well, it's 4 minutes past the hour. In about 40 seconds, we're going to actually take this thing live, start recording, and hopefully have something of value for you to share with you. Just really quick, Richard, if you don't mind, would you kind of just see if anyone has followed up on their homework this last week. I'm going to step away from the computer for just a second, but I'd love to get people's thoughts on what they accomplished in their homework from last week and where you guys are taking it.
Okay, yeah, I kind of forget what the homework was. Okay, so last week we covered traffic, wasn't it, if I remember correctly? So is everybody okay with the keyword research and traffic stuff that I went over? Were you able to find out some good keywords? Even if you didn't really start creating your content site yet, just going through the foundations of picking out some good keywords and trying to figure out what direction you need to go first. Is everybody okay with that? Jit says yes, Pam says yes, Rob says yes. Okay, good. Because it's really one of the most important things. First, even though it's not particularly fun, doing the research firsthand makes a big difference when it comes to actually putting the work in. I know from experience trying out without doing the research beforehand, you think you found a good keyword. Either just a quick look on one of the tools, it looks really, really good. So you spend a lot of time optimizing, creating content, and creating backlinks to a site for a specific keyword, and then it turns out to get absolutely no traffic at all. That's one of the problems with some of the keyword tools is that they're not quite accurate. So I always suggest cross-checking. So if you're using Word Tracker, make sure to cross-check with the AdWords one and vice versa. But if you can put the effort in to get the research done first, then it becomes so much easier.
That's excellent. That's excellent. You know, let's see here. Joe says, making good progress. Traffic Uncut is also awesome. Joe, I know that Richard won't toot his own horn, so I'll say that it's friggin' excellent. You know, I've been through thousands and thousands of dollars in trainings, and that one's one of the best. So, yeah, good stuff.
Thank
Ryan
you, Joe.
Bliss says he feels like a master of traffic, and he just joined Traffic Geyser. The other one I definitely recommend checking out, Reed or Brian, whoever you want to be called today, is sitefling.com. I actually have an affiliate link for that saves you $100. Just send me a tweet and I'll send you that. But really cool stuff. So
that Justin Brooks site, is it?
Yeah, it's Justin's.
Cool. Yeah. He knows his stuff too.
He does, man. He does. I've actually I've been spending some time on the phone with Justin lately and been very impressed by him. So good stuff. Let's see here. Are we just buying from one person, changing the wording, renaming it, and then reselling them? I'm not sure what she's saying here. Sally,
yes,
if you don't
Sally.
Mind, explain that. Repeat that name. The name was sitefling.com, sitefling.com. And if it's something you're just then shoot me an email, and I can save you $100 on the order. I have a coupon code. Market Samurai kicks butt for keyword research. That's true. I like Market Samurai. I've never put a lot of time into it. Have you used that one, Richard?
No, I've actually never used that one. I might check it out, though, if it's supposedly good. You can never have too many
tools. Yeah, Reed seems to know what he's doing. So let's go ahead and kick on the recording. I don't know if you had or not yet. But
yeah, it's been recording now for several minutes.
Okay, so we're all on the spot and not even knowing it. That's cool. But everybody, welcome again to the call. It's always a pleasure having you on here. This is our fifth and final call for the regular members of the Niche Domination Secrets series. Richard and I have been putting a lot of time into this. We decided that we should probably create some sort of a bonus call so that we could really, you know, just give back a little bit more because, you know, we kept going over time. We kept going over time, and his wife kept kind of sending me these nasty emails. Not really. She's wonderful. But, you know, I figured anything we could do to offer a little bit more value, that's why we're here. And so, yippee-ki-yay. Anyway, moving forward directly, just to let you know what we'll be talking about today is we're going to kind of answer not only just your questions, as we've done in the past, briefly on these calls, but we want to go through and actually review in detail some of what our students have done. Now, one of our new students, he actually got in under my volition. He came in 3 weeks late, and gosh, Cody, Cody doesn't want to talk. He said no talking. But Cody, I met at the Illuminate Christian Marketers Conference, and Cody came into the workshop 3 weeks late, and listened to all the recordings Richard and I put together, and then the 5 days between the time that he listened to the recordings, or 4 days between the time he listened to those recordings and the next call, he built a website, created the graphics, wrote a product, wrote copy, and launched it online. Now, can I get a woo-hoo? Can I get a heck yes? Can I get a that's an amazing from anybody on this call? Because that's freaking insane. 4 days from learning how to do this stuff to actually being able to have it right now where it's in position to start making money.
That's pretty
so
darn
Cody,
impressive.
Cody's my freaking hero, man. I can't even tell you. I mean, absolutely amazing. So what we're going to do first is I want to go through this with you, and I'd review his site personally anyway and give him some ideas as far as what what he could fix on it to make it better, but also kind of compliment him a little bit on what he's done right. You know, he's done some things right. So if you guys haven't executed that level yet, you better start because you're about to get left in the dust by Cody Robert. All right. Do you remember what his domain name is? Let me ask him really quick. Cody.
Yeah, I've got it here. I pull it up.
Here, actually, yeah. You know what? Do you want to give me the screen so I can show
sure.
off how cool a Mac looks?
Chain presenter. Okay, give me a second.
All right. I got it here, actually. Eric Farewell's lover is in the house. That's great. All right, showing my screen. I'm going to hide this. There's all kinds of things. Just to let you know, this is why a Mac rocks. These are a few of the things I'm working on right now. It's definitely the way to go. So I'll bring this back and let's go to town. This is from Cody, women-selfdefense.com. If you guys want to follow along with us live, you're welcome to do so yourself or just watch the screen. Again, women-selfdefense.com. Not a bad domain. Probably not the ideal one, but it's good for keyword density. You want to have something that's going to be a little bit more unique because you want to have a site that challenges or inspires you to remember the name, not accidentally type in a competitor's name. Now, what do you know about domain name registration, Richard? What would you recommend he do for a URL here?
First of all, just for kind of professionalism, I would suggest getting a non-hyphenated domain name. You could still keep a blog on this domain if it's obviously got good keywords in the domain name. So he could always use this as his kind of content site to funnel traffic. And then,
absolutely.
Yeah, come up with an actual product name, like you said, that inspires power or something, and then use that as product name as the actual domain name for the sales page. But could easily build a content site around the current domain name he has, and then just funnel traffic straight through to the sales page.
Right on, right on. Can't agree with you more there. And again, some of these things we're going to talk about, we talked last week or 2 weeks ago about the competitive intelligence side of things, where you're and we explained the backlinks to the site and the page and using Google for that, all those cool little unique tricks and tips that Richard and I put together for you. And one of those tips was links or link, colon, space, and the domain name. And if you start setting up blogs that have content-rich pages that are all directed to your page that show, you know, this great keyword density, et cetera, you're going to have a lot more power. So it doesn't hurt to have to buy the wrong domain name and throw a blog up. You know, a blog takes literally 50 seconds. We could actually set a blog up right now if we wanted to. You know, if we have time today, I might just do that if we have time. Oh, this is cool. This is a really cool little tool. I love that. Mouse sensitivity. That's neat. Okay. So regardless, let's go ahead and move forward on this. I'm gonna literally step by step just kind of rip this thing apart. And Cody, are you ready for this, dude? Are you okay with this? Let me pull up the GoToMeeting. Let's see here. I can't see. Questions. Here we go. Fearlesswoman.com is one. That's good. Man, Reed is on it too. Can you ask which pop-up tool it is? Cody, fill us in here, brother. Which pop-up tool are we looking at here? I can't remember the name of it. I own it, but I can't remember the name of it. It's jQuery, which I'm going to guess is jQuery.com. Possibly. Or we can just go to jQuery. My internet here is painfully slow. Yeah, it's jQuery.com is the correct domain. All right, so back over here, back to this site. It's a little annoying, not going to lie. I changed the sensitivity some if you can, because I move my mouse a lot without meaning to. Regardless, first and foremost, design is pretty. You guys look at this page. This is a pretty site. It actually, it's quite lovely. Can you see the whole page, or is it hidden? There we go. That might work better. How is it possible? The copy is actually quite good. I would add, first off, anytime you're using bullet points like this where you're trying to show titles, always use a title case where you just uppercase of everything but of and to. Okay, so the capital B of capital S capital D capital A capital T capital K capital D. All right, just one thing, it helps you build some separation. We're going to talk a little bit about your design style and some of the things you can do to change that. I don't know that I like the background here on the order buttons because it's a little distracting, and I want them to see the action, not the texture. So that's one thing I might consider changing. I think that your rounded corners on this, or your square corners on this, almost look weird. It makes the page look too flat. I'd added some sort of a drop shadow, something that would make this page look a bit more dynamic. Because like you have a drop shadow on this that shows a kind of a bubbly feel to it, and then you have squared off corners here that just make it look like you threw this together, which you did kind of get it out there really quickly, but it's still not thrown together. Other things you might want to test is putting this lady either on the left side. Man, that's annoying. Then the left side over here, because if you put her right about here, a bit smaller, and then move things about around a bit, your goal is, again, to get their focus and attention on your headline. Now, the headline's not bad. I would say I would put a subhead up here, something along the lines of never fear again, never be scared again, never be scared of the dark again, never worry about walking back to your car in the middle of the night, whatever. Just create some sort of an immediate, obvious benefit that's driven that people can feel, because a woman that's fearful, when is she most fearful? You figure out what those moments are, and then you go on from there. Does that make sense?
Good stuff.
All right. All right, so carrying on with that, also, bold your headline. I know it doesn't always look the best. You can change your fonts a bit if you have to, but do something with your headlines that really draws attention to it. You can even circle it with, like, a pen. Man, that's wild. Circle it with a pen, like so, and then draw arrows to it. Just draw an arrow, right, to bring people's attention to that, because that's the thing. Even though you're showing here, the NLP-wise, if her foot was pointed right here instead of up here, you actually would be directing people, which is cool. But again, they're going to be drawn by nature. We're drawn to look at people's eyes, unless they're a man, in which case they might be doing things worse than that. But by nature, they should be looking at her eyes. So that actually is counterintuitive to have them follow the foot. So a couple of things just to, you know, to keep in mind. Again, roundy corners, move. I consider moving this above, so you have a. Ooh, hello. So you have a solid line for them to begin reading here. Man, that's frustrating, dude. Get rid of that. It's cool, but it's freaking frustrating for me to show off how this works. All right, have you ever wished you could walk down the street without fearing who's walking behind you or who might be caught walking, waiting around the corner? If so, then please keep reading, because in just a moment, I'm going to reveal a secret that keeps strong women safe in today's world, that keeps... That can actually, we could take a 5 hours to go apart, to rip this copy apart, but that keeps real women safe in today's world. Because strong women, a lot of women may be very small, petite, and feel as if they're anything but strong. So if you say real women, you actually redevelop that concept, even if you're closing and selling later, becoming a strong woman. And that makes sense. So something to think about. Let's see here. Oh, another really quick and really important tip. One of the things that I think is most important for copy, and it only makes a very small difference conversion-wise, but any difference I can find that is a positive impact is valuable. Would you guys agree with that? Is that pretty cool stuff? I mean, if you can make a positive impact on whatever it is you're doing, you want to have, you know, anything you can do to make your conversion go up. So... Yes. All right. Jit, dude, you're my freaking hero too, bro. You, every time I ask something, Jit is the first one. He's like, yes, I agree. Yes, this is good. Plus, I took his picture. So, you know, he's going to be a pretty cool guy. That's it. Pam and Jit are the only people who care. That's it. They're the only pair, people who care. Okay. Well, we'll skip the important thing that can actually change your business and increase your conversion. That's not important. Okay. Marilyn cares. My lover cares. I have to guess who that is. Gets upset if I skip it. And you guys remember, this is all about you know, a little interaction back and forth. We'd like to have some fun. All right, Brian's good. All right, now we're gonna go ahead and show you why what matters, what works here. When you're writing your copy, I want you to notice the separation between this line right here and this line. Okay, now I can't show you this. I guess I could copy it and actually edit it, but I want you to imagine this with an extra space right in between, okay? One extra space. So you increase, and sometimes I usually put about 2.5, 2.8 spaces, so almost three spaces between my subhead and the previous copy. Now you can keep the subhead up just above the copy that goes below it, but you want to have space between your copy and then your subhead. And the reason for this is that it allows the eyes to have a moment to breathe. It gives the eyes a quick moment of rest, which actually subconsciously triggers the mind to accept something, what's next, whatever's coming next. For instance, we'll talk about one of my sites here, and this is really old, ugly, but it still gives you a basic idea. You see, boy, was I wasting my time. There's spacing in here, and it looks funky, but if you're reading through the whole letter, you'll start to see why they're spacing. This, I want them to take more time. This, I want them to take more time. This, I don't. I want them to go right through it, all right? This, I want them to take a moment between. This is going to roll right into the picture, and that's a big break anyway. Time in between. Time in between. time in between. You guys are following how this works? That makes sense, everybody? I'm not completely crazy here. Average increase, I find, is about, let's see, about 8% more in conversion. Not 8%, you know, where it would be from 1% to 8%, no. But, like, it goes from maybe 1% to 1.8% or 1.2%. Excuse me, 1% to 1.08%. It's not a massive shift, it's a categorical worthy shift. Exactly. Anytime you can do something positive, it's that simple as hitting enter one more time. Is that easy? Heck yes. So that's something just for you to model. Again, this site is freaking ancient. This is actually one of Cody's next projects for me, making the site look prettier. But we can look at some others. I think I did the same thing on daycare. I'm not sure if that's been done yet. We're just keeping the ones we've talked about in the past. This one is a little busy. We're thinking about adding a bit more space between these just because we can do something. It will help. The other thing we've done is with the testimonial boxes, and this is really high-level stuff, guys. I know some of it may be ahead of where you're at right now, but it's good information for you to get some ideas for later, even if you have to come back to this. We use, if you notice these boxes, these testimonial boxes, they fade away. It's actually a JavaScript action, so it doesn't really take any longer to load. They're not images. There's still text, so it still gets searched by the search engines, etc. But the fadeaway, if you notice, like for instance right here, the fadeaway you get right there draws you into the next line. Okay? That way you're never captured and stopped. The eyes are never stopped. The spacing on this is not correct yet. That's why this is it's still pre-launch. This one has good spacing, but the rest doesn't. So just to give you some ideas, just gets you a few things to keep in your head that are kind of cool things. Anything else you have in that kind of area, Richard?
Not really. You're kind of the copy master. To the traffic.
Copy screwball.
Yeah, some good copy tips screwball. There, Ian.
All right, reading through here. Wonderful tips. That's the best part about the course you guys have done. Not the same old stuff over and over again. Great tips that nobody else likes to share. Thank you, Jit. That's very true. And that's kind of what we said from the beginning. We wanted to do something that was a little bit different and a little bit more open. So, yippee-ki-yay. When you build your website, the owner of the site is a made-up character along with made-up testimonials. No, the testimonials are absolutely accurate. All these testimonials are real on my site, my daycare site, on my golf site. They're all real because I actually pre-launch either using Google or I launch to friends or I get a few people together and find people who can get me testimonials. There's no reason for me to create fake testimonials because if I'm using or creating fake testimonials, FTC can find out. There are too many mistakes. That's not to say I haven't. And I mean, obviously, completely being transparent with you guys, I did when I first got started. I wrote 5 or 6 testimonials from one of my sites. It was a flight school site, and I was very competent to write the testimonials. And the testimonials were not lying about the product. But I just couldn't do it on a moral standpoint. I just felt like I was cheating or lying, so I couldn't do that. So yeah, these are legitimate testimonials. They actually, they make a difference, and there's no reason you can't go out and talk to your friends and your family or whatever you need to at first to review your book. One of the other great things you can do is if you start building a following on Twitter, which this is my Twitter, just give you guys a quick idea of how I do Twitter and how ridiculously cool that is. This is TweetDeck. You can go to TweetDeck.com. But, the cool thing with testimonials is that in Twitter is you can actually hop up on there. And Simon Leung did this recently for a book he's writing. He said, review my book and get a chance to be in it. All right? So what he did was he sent people a book for free. They read it. They agreed to write a review before they received it. All right? So he just tweeted this, I think, 3 or 4 times. And he got every review he could possibly want. He included those reviews in the book. All right? So now he has testimonials inside the book before the book has ever been released. This is for an actual hard copy book. And you can do the same thing using Twitter, using your friends list, your family, your Facebook, whatever. Social media helps because all of a sudden you have interaction with people that you're not normally talking to that aren't necessarily family. So just something for you to play around with, something that actually does have a lot of value that I recommend doing, is stepping outside of the natural way of getting testimonials of having to sell it first. You can sell without testimonials, but it's a lot easier to sell with them. So Brian Bliss says, integrity counts. I can't agree more, man. That's the only way to go. Neil Evans says, you'll also be cheating yourself. How can you measure or test? I guess when you write your own testimonials, I do agree completely with that, man. You know, that's why we asked all of you to write testimonials this last week, because we need the testimonials for our next launch, because it will make a difference for us. And that's why we trade it off. So if you haven't, if you're on the call right now, first off, we're recording who's on the call. So if you're on the call right now and you don't have a testimonial in, you are cheating me and you're cheating Richard. So give us a testimony, you stinkers. You know better than this. All right?
But just saying that, we've got some great testimonials in. So I want to say thanks to everybody who has.
We sure do, man. In fact, I'm going to jump over here and go to business. And I'm going to show off a couple of testimonials just to show how easy this is. These are a couple of testimonials just from today. This is a video testimonial from our friend John, who I slapped the first week, if you guys remember our slapping friend. And this is just how easy it is. I mean, just to give you an idea, it's so simple to create these. You know, you can use testimonials left and right. And, you know, this guy created a quick video testimonial. It's 2 minutes long, and he actually has great content in there that makes him valuable to me. I don't even know the guy, but I actually like him because he was willing to take the time to build this out for me. Now, here we go. Niche Domination Testimonial. Has a pretty little purple intro. Not quite sure of his color there. I think it might be due to me slapping him in the face. But you can see he's
I don't
talking.
Actually see
he's got
it.
To,
Eric?
What's that?
I don't see it on the screen. It's just stuck on your daycare website.
Oh. That's weird.
Maybe it's frozen.
All right. Let me try this. Let me see here. Paused. How's that? No difference?
No. Maybe I can find it. I can probably pull it up if you will.
All right, no worries. Well, let's go ahead and do this. We've been going for 28 minutes solid now. I'd love to get people's opinions. We're just kind of talking randomly, so you know, I'd love to get your thoughts. Are you happy with what we talked about so far? Are you actually writing things down, learning some good things? And do you have any questions on what we talked about so far? Anything I can help alleviate for you? Taking notes, good stuff. Okay, keep going. Anybody else? Love the tips and taking notes. Excellent, Marilyn. You're one of my favorite people now. Seriously, there are some people on these calls who have been really, really forceful in making sure that you guys have put forward the information what you thought of things, and I really appreciate that, guys. So make sure you keep doing it. It's awesome.
Eric, just a quick tip, something I noticed you shamefully done wrong on your website, if I may interject.
What's that?
Your title tag, Get Your Daycare On.
No, I know.
No keywords in there at all.
Again, that's pre-launch, dude. It's pre-launch.
Okay. Just make sure you get it fixed.
My designer actually did that just to mess with me. He does silly things like that more often than not. So.
Okay.
Jit wants to know what our thoughts are on using a review site instead of a single product. It's a very good question. I say do it all. But I say initially, if you don't have a product, that's okay. How can you grow beyond that, with, you know, et cetera? It's really, you know, I've used review sites really successfully. Actually, Richard and I are in the midst of building out, well, what is it now, 28 different mini sites?
I have no idea how many it is. It's a lot.
It's something like that. It's a lot of sites we're putting together right now for that are in a mini site slash review site kind of feel. And it's easier sometimes to build those than it is to build one of these, though I will say that our friend Cody proved that not to be the case, because he created this whole site, including that crazy freaking, you know, flyover, move your mouse around, it tells you not to leave. But, you know, there's a lot of value to be found in review sites, yes. I just think that it depends on what you're best at creating. If you can create your own product and then create review sites for that product and for other products that are in the same market, you'll find a lot more value. One of the review sites that's not mine is one of my friends. He has eyelashgrowthproductreviews.com. This page drives a very large amount of their income, and it's loading incredibly slowly. I don't know if you guys is my screen
your
changing?
Your screen is still same. I can.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and stop sharing my screen and give this to you.
Yeah, figure it with me.
I've been changing it like crazy. You guys should have seen me. I was on like 18 different programs. So I'm going to change presenters really quick. Let me move this over to Richard Legg, organizer. Maker to the presenter. Yep, there you go. All right, no more for me. You can go to eyelashgrowthproduct.com if you want to see. The company who runs this is Lilash. They're the second one. And you can see by the by reading through this, it's good, they're good reviews, but you can see by reading through this just how it actually works and why it works, etc. So just some things to keep in mind.
Is that showing up? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's showing up. What do you know? Hello. Cool.
So what was the domain name?
Eyelashgrowthproduct.com. Can a web page program be used to do this? I'm not a geek and I don't have a designer and I'm doing this on my own. Sally, a website program could be used to create sites like this, yes, but you'll find that it's actually very, very inexpensive to have a website created for you that will do the same things and that will actually have good code, etc. I would recommend talking to Odesk, odesk.com. Again, just www.odesk.com. Would you show that page really quick? Odesk?
Sure. All right.
If you go to odesk.com, you can look for outsourcers there, and that's a great place to go. You can also go to Elance. You can also, I mean, depending on how much you want to have to spend, you can get a website for less than $100. So I encourage you on that. Pam Jackson says, would you two wonderful men consider doing a membership site so this does not have to end? Pam, no, I don't think we'll be doing a membership site. We do have a big, monstrous, gargantuan product I'm working on with Richard that makes this kind of pale in comparison. It's over 30 hours of content that we put aside, and we're still recording, and I'm only 10 days away from launch, so I'm kind of pulling my hair out right now. I haven't really slept much this week, but you know, it's going to be intense. We'll show more about that later, as promised, you know, two calls ago. So that's going to be pretty cool stuff. Les asked me some questions at the beginning. I'll go back up to the top, Les, and read those. Cody's site was awesome. Great job. Thank you. It's very true. Sally says, wouldn't it be easier and quicker to use mini pages or squeeze pages? Do you mean that easier to do that than review sites? Review sites are insanely easy to create. I can create a review site in like 10 minutes. So, yeah.
Blogs are a great way to... Sorry.
What's that?
Blogs are a great way to set up a review site or kind of mini
absolutely.
Site. And
absolutely.
With WordPress, there's any number of themes that you can use. So you've got pre-designed themes, which you know look really, really professional, so that you don't have to actually create it yourself. You just upload a few files and then activate it in WordPress.
Right on. Here's a question for you. Do you have a cPanel with Fantastico that you can show? If people want, we can show in about 2 minutes exactly how to build a blog.
I don't actually on my dedicated server. I got it.
I do.
And it doesn't have Fantastico on it?
I do. Let's see here. Neil tells me to stop plugging. Hey, I'm just answering questions, dude. If you have time, I can show the two sites. That's from JIT. We'll talk about that. Could you be our instructors and mentors? Sally, we'll talk more about all that. Let's see. I like doing my own stuff right now. Good stuff, Rob. And are the purple and gray colors in, Rob wants to know. Really, any color that separates itself from the norm is in. Green is starting to work again in certain markets. Orange, blue, and green together are working. Just things that are easy on the eyes without looking like every freaking thing else. Sally says, I sometimes get bored when the pages are so long. You're absolutely right, Sally. That's the point. The goal is to have the page answer any of the questions you have, a sales page, to answer any of the questions you might have or any of the reasons you might not buy, have you get bored and scroll to the bottom. If you want perfect proof of this, you can show them this if you want to. Richard, get at www.powerfulsleep.com.
Powerful Sleep.
This is a site I used to work with. Powerful Sleep. A site I used to work with the owner of years ago. We took the site up into the point where it was making the better part of six figures a month. And it's terrible now. But scroll down a bit. There's six different versions. Just type in some nonsense and select one, because each of these different versions is a different custom-written 81-page sales letter. 81-page sales letter for a, and I quote, $47 ebook. Now, if you can take a page that's 81 pages long and sell a $47 ebook at the end and have it close out, I can't give exact numbers, but tens and tens and tens and tens of thousands of dollars a month when this was in its prime. And he's not really marketing it anymore. But if you read this letter, you'll learn some stuff. It's actually pretty cool. It's each headline, each lead is custom written. It says, your name, here's how to sleep less every night, yet wake up with far more energy, and boost your productivity by easily letting you sleep up to 3 hours less than before. Pretty cool. So, neat stuff. Like hearing your other resources, Marilyn says. Levelocity has Fantastica, that's true. That page is neat. If you scroll down, this page actually teaches you almost all the same things you learned in the book, but it does it in a way that makes you want to buy the book. So it's kind of cool. And it works. It was definitely a profitable site. So, let's see here. All right, if you can give me back the screen, I guess I'll load it up right away. Let's see here. Not yet. 1 second. Just 1 second.
Okay, well, it's already going over to you.
Killer. Okay. I want to create... I want to get my username and password in before I take the screen back. Just in
it's
case
not showing yet anyway, so it's good.
Okay, perfect. Now I'm in. Let's show. You guys see the screen? Are we showing or no? Or maybe?
Yep, showing.
Killer. All right, so...
You've got that this black box. You can just move the GoToWebinar menu off to the right.
Oh, is it still covering the whole thing? That's wild. Okay. This right here is cPanel X. Most servers come with this free, which is a great thing. And if you go down here to this little smiley face, hello, smiley face, nice to see you, Fantastico Deluxe, it loads. And this program literally changed my life because when I first, let's see here, update now, Fantastico, oh, I can't install more. Let me go to a different one. I'm going to pause the screen again. 1 second. Let me go to a different website. Let's go to Blue Shoe.
It's not just WordPress as well. You can install different types of blogs and content management systems. I know Joomla is a quite popular one as well. I've never used it.
Let's see here. All right, now I'm back. I'm back with a living. Let's see what we have on this side. Let's see if this one works. I've been maxing out a lot of MySQL databases, so it doesn't want to let me work it off of ericfarewell.com. This site has plenty of space, so it should work. Oh, it won't work. Okay, regardless, let's see. Just go to blogs. If you were to do this, I'm not sure it might work. You click WordPress. Oh, it does. Okay, new installation. Click that. This is literally less than 2 minutes. Are you're with me here? 2 minutes flat. We're going to say blueshoephotography.com/niche-domination. This is my primary corporate website. Admin. I'm not telling you what this password is. Oh, wait. You can see it. For you niche fools. All right. Niche-loving fools. How's that? All right, this is the whole page. This is the whole site. Now we can install WordPress. Now this takes just a second, and it's done. All right, we click the link. Let's see. Not a link, so let's copy it. Not found.
Did you click finish installation? Or that would use
that
up your...
Help. Did I,
would that overwrite your that? Database?
Oh, I'm an idiot. Alright, now it's done, I swear. Alright. Reload. For you niche loving fools. Alright, so this is a basic WordPress blog. Now we can log in and we can change and customize. We can do a lot of things like that. And my computer is running so slowly it's hilarious right now. It can't keep up with me. Alright. Admin. For you niche loving fools. Now I can create and add a whole bunch of different things to this if I so desired. I actually have a massive quantity of different pieces. Let's see if I can find one here. It's under documents. You guys are getting to see the whole back door here. I hope you don't mind. I'm kind of open with these things, so WordPress random. WordPress. All right, WordPress. This gives me my AdSense Deluxe, which allows me to add AdSense to a page. This is a beautiful really easy to use theme. So is this. This is statistics at WC. This is a Google site map generator. This is another theme. And I just plug all of these in at once and just upload it instantaneously to my blog, which through FTP. We're not going to do that now. But literally, you saw in the last 2 minutes, 3 minutes, how easily you can create a blog as long as your servers are cooperating. And immediately, you can write a new post. You can start a review site. You can have you know, beautiful graphics created that actually look good, that look right, for a couple $100 that fit a WordPress blog. So don't hesitate to learn how to do these kind of things. It's really amazing what you can do. So this is not my domain as much as this is yours, Richard. So do you have anything to add?
Yeah, there's a few more plugins that I would use. I don't know if I can. One of them is SEO title tag, which will optimize all of your page titles, so you can select what that title you want to say. Because by default, I think a blog will just have your the name of the site. So when you type in a blog for your niche loving fools, that will appear on all the titles of all pages, which obviously isn't optimized for search engines. So with SEO title tag, you can go in and each post you should write a keyword rich title, and then that will have the keyword rich title in the actual post as well as the title tag for the page. And there are a couple of other ones I'm trying to think now. Yeah, Google Sitemap Generator is a must have. So every time you create,
I'm going to give this back to you so you can show exactly what this, which ones or where they can get these, because it's good to hear you say it, but I'd love to at least so you can show the functionality in your blog or something.
Yeah, let me go in and check out one. Okay, I need to share my screen.
You guys loving this? Is this cool stuff? You guys with me here? Is this all pretty rad? Totally rad? Completely rad? All right. Does WordPress have a paid version? Is there a difference? Is this sweet stuff? All right. Is there a paid version of WordPress that's worthwhile? I don't even know. I've never used it.
I don't think so, to be honest.
I think they have one you can use on their site that I think does cost money, but I've never used it.
Okay, so here's a couple ones. Yeah, these are the main ones I use. So, don't know how you can feel it. Google Sitemaps. So every time, well, first of all, it's going to create a sitemap for your web page so that every time you create a new post, it adds it to the sitemap. So when Google's crawling your website, you can easily see what's on your site. So let me just load up the page, actually. This is one I did recently for an affiliate promotion. So one thing you need to do is make sure to put a link to the sitemap in the actual thing there. So if I click on that, this will show you the sitemap code. You don't need to worry about what this is. It's basically just a standard format for when the search engines go through. They can see all the different pages that are listed on your website and then how often they're updated, etc. So it's, that way Google can easily find every single page on your site and index it much easier. And one here is the head meta description. So when you're writing your post, you should always try and have your keywords in the first paragraph and the first sentence for sure. And what this will do is it will create a meta description tag based on the first part of your blog post. So again, this is just an extra search engine optimization little tip. Meta tags aren't as useful as they used to be, but I still find that if you write a good description, then that's what will show up in the search engine results. So for a normal Google search, you're going to have a list of results. Each one will have the title, a short description, and then a link. So the description is actually what's going to show up in the search results, and you want that to show up and be like a mini headline, something to entice the click. So I've actually ended up with more traffic just by changing my description tag from something really, really boring and dull to make it look like a mini headline so people actually click through. So even though the position in the search results hasn't changed, because that description looks better, more people click through and you get more traffic, even without any higher positions.
That's so cool. Dude, you're like my uber geek goddess.
I'm a nerd and proud of it.
That's so great. That's literally about three steps beyond what I would like to even think about.
Well, yeah, I'm trying to get every ounce.
Said, I promise. Go ahead, sorry.
No, I just like to get every ounce of performance I can from it, because when you work hard to get these search engine results, if there's anything you can do to increase the amount of traffic you can get through, then obviously that's going to be of some benefit to you. So yeah, so that's that one. And then SEO title tag, which is the one I mentioned, creates an optimized title. Simple tags, this is for things like Technorati, where at the bottom you would have different tags. And I can just show you on the actual blog what it looks like if I put it in. So these little tags here will then show up and get indexed in Technorati, which is a big kind of blog directory. It's not essential to use, but it's one I do use. And this one here, What Would Seth Godin Do? This is a pretty cool plugin. It allows you to treat different users differently. So I don't know if you can see what it says there, but you can display a custom welcome message to new visitors. So let me just go and have a look at that one. If it is set up. Okay, so you create a simple message. This is in HTML, so if you use HTML editor, like a free one from nvu.com, you can create it and then copy the HTML code and choose where you want the post to go. So then you can then set it to show a different number of times for visitors. So if somebody's visiting your blog for the first time, you may want to have an opt-in box there. But obviously you don't want that opt-in box to show every single time they visit your blog. Once they've opted in first time or second time they've seen it, you want to be able to turn that off. And this plugin allows you to do that. So if I turn that to zero, that's going to show the message every single time. So now if I go back to this page and refresh it, it's going to show that little message there. And you can customize that to be anything you want. So make sure to check out the free video, click here, and that clicks through to my affiliate link. And again, so that'll only show to people however many times you want them to see it. So it's a good way of getting people to opt in or directing them to take some action when they first visit your blog. But then once they become a regular reader, they don't need to see that. So you just set it for however many times
that's
you want.
That's so rad. I love it. I love it. I've never seen that one used before. That's so cool.
It's great for getting opt-ins or kind of any kind of urgency thing as well. So those are the main plugins that I use. And again, they're all free.
What do you guys think so far? Everybody that's listening right now, what are your thoughts? Are you enjoying this? Interesting? I know Jit thinks this is awesome because he's been telling us the whole time, that is so cool. That is so cool. But are you guys enjoying it? Good. That is the coolest plugin ever. Awesome. I love this. All right. Totally cool. Thesis theme this SEO and easy and sitemap. You can go to, that's a really tough
name. It's a weird
name.
Link. What's that?
CLI.GS/T7A. The A is capital also. ZPPZ, there you go.
Okay, strongest SEO of anything in the market.
That's a good one, and I've heard about that one. The other one that is actually also kind of a paid WordPress that is very good, it's a little complex, but it's Blog I360. And that one I know for a fact is good. My friends of mine built it, so it's good.
And Les says, where do you find those plugins again? Basically, if you go to, I can't remember the exact one, wordpress.org, and then there's a box, type in plugins, top it should direct you to, yeah, plugins there. Different categories of plugins from a whole lot of people. So there it is, wordpress.org/extend/plugins, and there's a whole list of them there. I can probably bundle together the ones that I use if people want. I can bundle those together and make those available for download if people want to use them.
As long as you don't mind selling them for, like, say, $100, $200.
Well, I don't think I could sell them seeing that I didn't create them, but...
I'm teasing.
These guys are paid for the course, so...
Yeah, I'm happy to give them whatever we can, man. You know that. Very cool.
Yeah, because there are so many plugins. Like it says, there are 3,000 plugins.
Oh, gosh.
So trying to find the right ones to use is not easy. And there are some of them more just for aesthetics and different things, but I tend to focus on the ones that are going to give me good SEO benefits or good conversion benefits.
Right on.
Did everybody follow that okay?
Dude, that was a lot. Sally hit the nail on the head about 12 seconds ago when she said what I would have said, which is, I can't keep up with the notes. I can't write notes fast enough. So true. All right, so you're to create an all-in-one SEO pack so people can grab some more value from what you have said, which is really cool, and please do, because I'll steal it from you. The other one is, again, guys, you know how this works. Even though this is a bonus call, I'm going to beg on my knees that Richard will write up a report of action steps for you, things you can follow through on step by step, just like all the other PDFs, because that's kind of our style. And as we've been recording this other Mondo-sized product and course, he's been doing that every day. So he's kind of, I'm using and abusing him, but he knows how to do it now. So hopefully this will work pretty well. This is a quick question from Jit that's actually very interesting given some of your SEO thoughts. That is, why don't you use top commentators on your own blog, Richard? Wouldn't that encourage even more comments?
Yeah, it probably would. I just never, to be honest, never thought to add it. I've always used it kind of from a selfish purpose of using, getting on other people's blogs to get links back to my site.
Right.
But, yeah, I could add it.
I got to share that tip you gave with another group last night, actually, or Tuesday night.
You're not giving away my secrets, are you?
I had to. I'm so blown away by that. And literally, that was one of the coolest things I've ever heard. So thank you so much for sharing it. Very, very neat.
No problem.
And by a group, I mean it was myself and three people sitting on the pier at a restaurant smoking cigars and watching the sunset. So it wasn't exactly a big group. And they were blown away.
Hopefully with all the beer and stuff, they forgot it anyway by the next morning.
There was no beer involved whatsoever. No beer whatsoever. We definitely kept to margaritas that night. I think that it's a little bit safer. Tequila shots. Dude, who is my lover on here? Is it Casey? I don't see Casey. I mean, it doesn't act like Casey. I don't know. I'm intrigued now. Someone is calling themselves Eric Farewell's lover. It's kind of exciting. Anyway, regardless, we have a bit more time. We're supposed to stop in 7 minutes, but because we actually started on time, I wanted to spend a little bit of time, if we can, with Jit's glass, or maybe Pam's, or what do you think? What should we do? First off, is everybody cool that's going a little bit over time? Like, maybe 15 minutes over time. Is that cool with everybody? Is it good with you, Richard?
Yeah, it's fine with me. No problem.
Okay. Is it fine with your wife?
Yeah, she's gone to the airport to pick up some friends, so they won't be back until 5:30.
They don't show up until 5:20, so that's perfect.
Yeah.
All right.
Good to go.
I have a page here from our friend Jit. What is this page? Jit, talk to me. PlayBetterGolfFast.com.
Let me load that up. / review site.
It's PlayBetterGolfFast.com / review site. Let's see here. Jit, talk to me here, dude. Whose is this?
Jit, should we get Jit on the call, if possible, so he can talk? Would that help, Eric?
Let's do that. Go ahead and add him to it. We're gonna bring Jit in, just kind of give some maybe 20 minutes or 10 minutes of quick review and thought, and go on from there. So, Jit, welcome to the call, dude.
Oh. Hey, Jit.
Hey.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Okay, just in terms of what these two sites are, like basically what I did is I spoke to you earlier in the week, and basically I just uploaded a couple of sites that I have rights to, and I wanted to get your thoughts on, you know, again, what I was saying earlier, the review site style versus a single product style. So, like, I mean, these aren't live, but I mean, literally, I just put these up just before our call, so I've actually made more progress with your course than I had in months. Like, I've had these domain names basically sitting there collecting dust for months, but this course has really helped and, you know, made me realize that, you know, this is something that I need to act on.
Okay, yeah. One thing that immediately springs to mind is the title tag for it.
Okay.
Golf Review. I may even consider setting up separate pages. You might want to have kind of this as an introductory page with a brief few bullet points with it, and then going directing through. Oh, it does actually. There is a separate review page, is there? click through.
I have no idea.
Okay, yeah. If you click on that image, it does actually go through. Or is that the affiliate link? That's the affiliate link, I think. But what I would maybe suggest, if I can get back to it, is having this as kind of an introductory page with some bullet points, you know, pros and cons, and then a more in-depth one here with read more actually goes through to the affiliate link, I think, but have that be a separate page on your review site, and then you can completely optimize that page for that specific product. So you can
have,
you know, in the title tag, the Easy Golf Swing System Reviews. And then you can create content based around using those keywords and what people will be searching for. Ones are like reviews, scams, always a good one. Probably not with golf system so much, but different things like that, or even buy the Easy Golf Swing System. If somebody's made up their mind they want to buy it, it's always a good way to pick up some extra traffic. Same thing for each of these, then.
Or learn. The other good one for that kind of thing is learn the Easy Golf Swing System, because if you're it's really an educational market, you can do that very easily.
Download is always a good one as well, especially for information products.
Oh, I like that.
Even sometimes it's people looking to, you know, if they want to buy, they mean download in the sense of buying it, downloading it, whereas some people just mean they want to download it, as in skip the payment part.
I've noticed that when I go in my cPanel.
There is this one tip that I use, that if, depending on your site, obviously these aren't your products, so you can't give discounts, but one thing I do on some of my sites is there are typical links that people will try to look for. So if you go to yoursite.com/download.html or thankyou.html, and if those pages don't exist, obviously, because I try and mask the download pages a bit better, if they go to that site, they're going to get to a 404 page, and you can customize your 404 error page. And what I usually do with that is create some kind of discount. So even though they were sneakily trying to find my download page, I turn it around and say, hey, you know, this page doesn't exist, but while you're here, I can offer you, you know, a $10 discount on my course. And surprisingly, it does work. People who were trying to steal the download actually see that page, see the discount, and end up paying me. So
it was actually funny. Cool. I've done the same thing. I actually, the best way I can talk about this, you guys all know who Rich Sheffrin is, most likely. I worked with Rich on a launch, and after the launch, we were playing around with some ideas for a relaunch, and he actually created a 404 offer. And literally all of his 404 errors went to a 404 redirect, which was 404 offer.html. Well, it's still there, it might be. And that was his dollar offer to join his $5,000 coaching program. You could pay $1 for the first month. And that was the only place it was advertised. And we sold so many.
We sold so many.
Of course, you know, that's when you get a little greedy and you send out an email. I don't think Rich did this, but I've done this in other markets. You send out an email that links someone back to a content blog or something like that, and then you give them the wrong link in the email. So all of a sudden you're sending 5, 6, 10,000 people who click through to the wrong link so they get the 404 offer. It's great. one more thing to do. All right. As far as the site goes itself, I mean, the site's okay, except that you don't have my products on there. aside from that, it's you know, I don't like the way it looks when I come to the page. Okay, it looks like a sales letter site.
Yeah.
I mean, it should be more interactive. You should get rid of the $170 or $100 banner that you paid someone to create or you created yourself, and you should make this look more interesting.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
Never, ever, when creating review sites, never rank 5 stars. 4 3/4 stars, 4 5/8 stars, that's fine. But if you rate anything 5 stars, it shows that you're probably not going to be very partial. And you probably don't want to put the top one, the one you want to sell the most of, as the number one review, because chances are anyone who's at a review site wants to review more than one. This is kind of critical information that people don't talk about, so please take heed of this, everyone listening.
Yeah,
don't put the one you're trying to sell as number one. Number two is the one I found to be the most profitable. Now, you can test other things as well, but that works. Number two works really well for my markets. And never rank anything 5 stars. Never make anything hit the top of the scale, because it makes you look like you're not being logical. And
if you create reviews for each of these and you write the reviews, be honest about each of them. Say, hey, this was great about this, this, and this, but I had a problem with this. And then with the one you want them to buy, you say, it was just great about this, this, and this. The only problem you might have is if you're really an idiot. Well, the only problem you might have is if you really are blank. You know, something that's really negative about that person. This still shows a negative aspect.
Yeah.
But it's against the person, so they don't ever want to admit they are that thing. Make sense?
Yep. No, those are great. Thank you.
Okay, cool. Cool deal. All right, we're getting more questions here. I just got this from Joe. I wish this course went on for another 5 weeks. You guys are terrific. I've gotten more out of this course than I've gotten out of one that cost 3 times the price. Awesome. Joe, I need a testimonial from you.
I think we have one.
Do we? Okay, well, give me another one. I like these testimonials. The next one is from Sally. And Sally, I answered your question a few calls ago, and I actually will repeat it again. She says, we need to know about copywriting then, don't we? You don't have to know about anything, but I genuinely believe that copywriting is the number one skill you can learn. The number one skill you can learn. And the reason for it is kind of simple. You have to know how to sell. Now, if you can't sell and you're going to try to do marketing, you're in the wrong industry. Now, there are a couple of programs out there that I can recommend. Anything John Carlton is doing is freaking fabulous. I actually have an affiliate link to his latest promotion that just is actually almost over. But there's really, I mean, there's just some great stuff out there that you can learn from. I greatly encourage you to do so.
There was a lot of resources in the PDF for that module as well. Lots of
that was that module 2, correct? Was that module 1 or module 2?
Module 3, I think, product creation.
Okay.
I think so, it was more.
Check it out. And if you guys decide you want to buy any of these products you have ideas behind, before you buy a product on copyright or anything else like that, don't hesitate to post up on Richard's blog or drop us an email and either asking for advice or asking for an affiliate link, because you know, we all like to make money together, and we'll be happy to give you an affiliate link and walk you through what our thoughts are on the product, because some of them really are terrible. You know, some are great, but some are terrible. So, you know, don't hesitate to use your mentors because we're here for you.
Okay, so Jit, does that answer enough questions on there for you?
Yep, but if you have a couple of minutes, if you could just remove the review site portion.
Just go to the root.
Yeah, and just see then, like, that's like just a one-product approach. And again, neither of these I designed, so, like, you guys can tear it up. I more wanted to prepare for the call and get your perspectives on one approach versus the other.
Yeah, that's cool. Is this actual product then that you own the rights to?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so first thing I would do is make sure that one of your reviews goes to this one. So instead of promoting an affiliate link for 50, 60% commissions, you're promoting your own product. That's the first thing I would do. But yeah, and again, I do lots of things. I like review sites. They're good because not every product that you have is going to fit every single person. So it's good to have, you know, different products that people may be interested in, but where possible, direct them to your product. Build, you know, your list of prospects, your list of buyers in that market. And one thing I would do with the review site maybe as well is have some kind of exit pop-up. If you can create a free e-course or something, just a 5-day mini course that ties back into that and then, you know, directs them back to different affiliate links or your product here as well.
Cool.
I'm just looking through it now. The design, as you know, blows.
I know, and I actually mentioned that to a friend when I uploaded. But again, I was, you know, I figured it was better to have something online that you guys could use
as opposed
to me, you know, just talking about it.
Well, that's great. The next thing I'm going to talk to you about, and this is just me, and this is my style of writing. I prefer, and I greatly prefer, to have a story when I sell. There's no story here. And because you don't have a story in your copy, you're reading from the top. Discover the secret of hitting a golf ball perfectly every time you swing. Okay, there's not benefit driven. Okay, that's hitting the golf ball perfectly doesn't really matter to me. where the golf ball goes, how it makes me feel. Those things matter, right?
Yep.
So, and then if I have a story, especially in the golf market, I know the market, so I'm a little jaded, but if you're in the golf market, you need to have something that says, hey, you know, I used to be this screwball kid, and then I grew up and decided to actually play some golf, and it changed my life, and I still sucked, and blah, 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 and you just create this long story, and it actually, you know, it sells because it's unique, and people are able to feel you.
Actually, you know what's funny is I remember, like, when I first started playing golf, I was so bad that I used to think of myself as, like, the worst golfer in my city, so I could actually design a perfect story like that.
Perfect.
Around that's accurate.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, so let's go ahead and do this. I've got a pressing question I have to answer. So, Jit, hopefully we've answered some questions for you, give you some direction.
That's awesome. I'm good.
Awesome, man. Well, thank you so much for joining us, brothers. It's really great to have you.
Thank you.
All right, we're muting you out. Click.
Yep.
Muted.
There we go. Muted. All right. Now, the next question we have is actually a very old question. And actually, before I do that, I want to throw this out here. Neil Evans, thank you, my brother. It says, headlines tell, stories sell. So true. Absolutely true. So really good things to remember. All right. This is Les's question from the very beginning. The very first question says, as you refine a market niche, there may be some anxiety that focusing on your niche will deprive you of needed business. Is there a threshold that can be defined for this before you go any further? We know a clear niche or specialty will allow you to position yourself as an expert in the niche. What are the quickest ways? Oh, it's two different questions. Okay. What do you mean by a refining a threshold, Les? A threshold of how much money it has to make you, or what are you looking for in that area? Let's see here. Haven't had him yet. How bad am I cutting out, people? I'm sorry for cutting out. Can you hear me now? Any better, any better, any better? Hello. Lots of silence here. Richard, are you with us? Richard's not with us. I don't hear Richard. All right. He might be muted out also. I don't know why, but no. He is muted.
Unmuted.
How did that happen?
That might have been my fault.
Well, thank you, Eric.
I apologize. All right, so do you hear me now? Okay. You're the one cutting out, Eric. You're still breaking up. How bad is it, Richard?
Yeah, it's pretty choppy.
All right, well, why don't we leave it to you for the next 2 minutes. I will sign off, switch to a different internet connection, and come back on.
Okay.
Aren't you guys glad this is just a free call?
Hopefully they've got some good stuff out of it so far. Okay, so Les, if you're still there, if you could clarify that question again. And what are the quickest ways to become an expert in a niche that you know is lucrative but have no experience in? One thing I would suggest is going back to the old interview an expert already in that niche, something we covered quite extensively in the product creation module, and that is to find the competition, find the experts in your niche, and offer to interview them, and then if you do that, you quickly become an expert by association. If you position yourself among an expert, then people will perceive you as an expert also. So especially if you don't have any kind of experience whatsoever, that's always a great way to get into that market and just leverage off other people's experience. Does that make sense? White noise, yeah. I don't know what's wrong with Eric's audio, but hopefully you should be back in soon. Marilyn, what is the testimonial email again? I'll send that to you. It's richardlegnews@gmail.com, and you can send that through to there, and that will get through to me. Brian or Reed asked a question, what percentage of your traffic for an affiliate promo would you get from pay-per-click? personally read, I get absolutely zero from pay-per-click, and especially for an affiliate promotion. We covered traffic last week, and just using some of those techniques there, it's very, very easy to rank quite highly for new product launches just because there isn't a lot of competition already. So things like creating a blog, putting some articles on there, submitting that to different sites like Squidoo, HubPages, submitting your RSS feed to the different sites that I told you about, all of those things can get you ranked very, very quickly and very, very highly for different search terms, especially for a new product. And there are different forums where you can find out about product launches beforehand. One of them, I think, is jvnotifypro.com. And you can find out about different launches there before they happen. And that's always a good way to get a head start on the rest of the competition if you can create, like, grab a domain name. One that I always like to go for is the productnamereview.com. Or if you can't get .com, get a different extension, .net, .info, .org is fine. Generally, I try and stick with .com or .org. Was that probe or pro? JV Notify Pro. Let me load it up here. JVNotifyPro.com. Yeah, JVNotifyPro.com. And there is a forum there you can join and find out about different products before they go live. So here are some joint venture announcements, different things here. So you can go through and see different products that are coming out and then create an affiliate review site around that. So here's one I did. Michael Rasmussen's Get More Buyers. So the domain I registered was getmorebuyersreview.org. I think Eric's back. Let me just make him an organizer again so he can come back in. So, yeah, just getmorebuyersreview.org. You can get the review in the keyword. And then just create some articles, some keyword-rich articles. So you want to have keyword in the first line of the post and then sprinkle throughout. And again, just submit it to different RSS aggregators, submit articles to different article directories, different things like that, and you can quickly get ranked for keywords for an affiliate launch. So I don't avoid pay-per-click, but I don't like paying for traffic if I can get it for free. So hopefully that answers your question, Sally. Pay-per-click, I do use it. It's also a good way to test a market if you're going into, or test different keywords to see which ones to focus on. If you have a list of keywords, potential keywords that you want to focus on for SEO purposes, sometimes it's easier to spend a bit of money first, putting those keywords into a pay-per-click campaign and seeing which ones actually convert for you, because different keywords are going to convert differently. So it's a great way to eliminate the ones which don't convert so that you don't waste your time on those for your actual SEO campaigns. Jit asks, why.net? Why.org versus .net? Just because I found that it actually tends to rank a little better than a .net domain. I don't know if it's because a lot of government or non-profit charity sites, whatever, use .org, but I found it just gives you that just a little bit of an extra edge in terms of SEO rankings. So again, it's not going to make or break your campaign. What I do recommend is getting your exact keyword in your domain. So the one I used there at the .com wasn't available, so I snagged the .org. And on launch day, I think this one was actually number one ranking for the keyword Get More Buyers Review. It may have dropped off a bit now. But again, it's a very, very good way to get ranked very
quickly. Hey, Richard.
Eric, can you
hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, good. Good. I was concerned. I kept trying. It wouldn't play. All right. Good content. AP says that, Rich, you should not have said that about Eric.
Don't time.
Neil actually asked another really pertinent question. We're at hour and 15 minutes so far, and we have to wrap things up soon. But he asked a very pertinent question. He says, how long would you PPC for before deciding how much traffic, how many impressions? That's a great question. I encourage you to answer. I actually have my own answer. What is yours?
It depends. Anything that I can see gets a good click-through rate and a good conversion rate. It's going to depend on what market you're using, but anything after 100 clicks, you can get a pretty good indication. If you've got one sale, from those 100 clicks or more, then I'd say, you know, continue working with that keyword for SEO. If you haven't got a sale from at least 100 clicks, then it might be worth just dropping that one and focusing on something else. Obviously, there's a lot of factors depending on your conversion rate for your sales page, but all things being equal, you should start to see that some keywords very quickly start to outperform other ones. So you can just focus on the ones that are performing. And then, again, it's just for a test. I don't use it to build out a big pay-per-click campaign. It's just to weed out a few keywords that aren't going to make me money if I focus on them, so that I just focus on the ones I want to use, or the ones that are going to make me money. Is that clear enough?
Good stuff.
Eric?
Yeah, makes sense. I'll be happy to. My answer is a little bit more interesting because I actually, in a course that Richard and I are working on right now, it's 30 plus hours of content. It's incredibly intense, but I've been working out what I'm talking to talk about next on conversion theory and how to apply that. And one of the biggest problems is in queries is within conversion is you could have, you know, 80% or 50% conversion, so say 50% conversion to sales from your website easily, as long as only two people have ever been to your site and one of them bought, right? So the question that a lot of this marketers had is how many people do you have to have to come? You can determine whether an offer is working, whether it's through pay-per-click or through SEO or through whatever. At what point do you say that test is completed? And it really, it's up to you. It depends on what works best. I have found that I want 60 actions, okay, for most niches. Now, there are other niches where I need 6,000 actions, but if I have 60 actions, and this is just a number that I've been able to figure out works pretty well for me, that means 60 buys, 60 opt-ins, except not coming and leaving, okay? Now, that's usually a lot of traffic. I usually figure at low cost, it's almost $1,000 of traffic on pay-per-click. And you can do it on much lower value, but I'm usually testing copywriting, whether I'm testing multiple things at the same time, multivariate testing, or if I'm just testing one or two things. I am still looking for 60 actions before I determine whether or not that test was successful, whether or not it outpulled the last one, if it did better or not. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Richard, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there,
does that make sense, everybody?
I do go more in-depth into testing and tracking stuff as well and making sure things are statistically significant. But, yeah, if you're just looking for freaking dirty...
I'll tell you, everybody listening, freaking the way Richard does his testing and tracking, it's actually simple, but the results it gives are ridiculous. So if you ever get an opportunity to sit down and talk to him or watch these other videos, do it because it's pretty rad, so... To my question one, I was thinking small market size with small but more concentrated interest versus large market size with two scattered competitive players trying to grab customers. Les, probably the best bet right now, Les, is we can either bring you live and let you talk to us about it for about 90 seconds, or you can send us an email and we'll try to review it some other time, or just actually put it on the blog what your thoughts are, because that's a little too broad of a question for me to answer. And just for everyone that's listening right now, we're going to be shut this down in about 4 to 6 minutes. So, Rob, stick with us, buddy. Yes, Rob's shutting down in 6 minutes. What do you use for tracking? Google Analytics, Jit. That's what I use. What do you use? Google Analytics or anything else?
Yeah, there's the Google Website Optimizer tool, which you can get from inside your AdWords account, which is good for both testing and tracking. And then I use a standalone script, which is AdTrax. I don't know if you can get to it from adtrax.com. So it's AdTrax with a Z or a Z, depending on where you are, on the end. And it's just a standalone script that I use.
Interesting, I've never used that.
On my own server. It's pretty good. Yeah, for split testing different things. It's pretty useful. But the Google Website Optimizer one, you can get it, it's free inside. Just open up an AdWords account, you can use that. And again, Google like to make things easy for you, so when you're testing, it's very, very easy. You can set up different tests, and if the results are in red, it means bad. If it's in green, it means good. So you just turn off the bad ones, keep the green ones.
All right. Well, guys, it is literally one of the most beautiful nights I've seen in forever tonight. It is literally just mind-blowingly gorgeous. The clouds are across the sky. The sun's just beginning to set. And I'm inside right now, and I'm getting antsy. So what I want to do is I want to take a quick moment. I promised each of you that we'd have a bit more time to kind of give you an opportunity for what might happen next, what else you can learn from us. So if you're interested in learning out, you know, what else we could be doing together in the future, some other areas of learning that we can have, Richard and I, obviously, as smart marketers, have created a upsell for you. And I'm going to be completely transparent. There's no reason for me to try to close you on this. You know, if you want to be a part of it, if you want to work with us further, and would be happy to share that with you. So, Richard, if you'd like, you can either go to the site yourself, or I will take over the screen. It's nichedominationsecrets.com.
Do you want to take over the screen, and then you can...
It's all right. /coaching.html. HTTP nichedominationsecrets.com/coaching.html. And just to walk you through the basic idea of what we're doing, I have a giant launch, my first ever big name launch, November 11th, for a course that basically teaches what we've covered in 4 hours, but literally step by step through everything I can get out, almost 30 hours of content so far. And then what Richard has as well, really detailing how to build a niche business, how to actually go through every step of it. So we're working on that launch. That launch will be, you'll hear about it, I assure you, if you're on any list at all. And we still have another 20 hours of content to record, I figure, at least. And what we decided to do, because we really enjoyed having you guys on these weekly calls, because obviously I like the feedback, and Richard does too, so being able to ask you guys what your thoughts are, and if you get what we're talking about, and that kind of thing, is really, you know, it's a benefit for me, because I get to make sure that I'm on the right track when I'm talking, so I don't start looping these weird ideas. So we decided to invite you to come and be our live studio audience for 50% off what it will cost the rest of the world, and for that same cost minus the cost of what you paid for this course. We're actually going to give you this course for free that you just were a part of. So if you guys want to go check it out, you're more than welcome to look. If you wanted to scroll down, you're welcome to just to show some of the bullets. Literally, some of the things we're covering, I'll walk you through them really quick. We're covering everything out there from introductory module covering benefits behind niche marketing, choosing a market, studying competition, choosing a market within a niche, finding communities, defining profitability, surveying prospects, gathering content and ideas for the product, choosing product formats, creating product funnels by using the undulation method, creating copy and websites, copywriting basics. We actually have, I'm going to be able to talk Carlson into doing a course with. We already have Chris Haddad, one of my writers, and James Lee, both copywriters who are doing courses for us on copy within this course. Outsourcing product and copy creation, where to look for outsourcing, how to hire them, how to manage them, creating content sites, getting testimonials, setting up products in ClickBank, finding partners to launch, how to talk to those partners, different promotion methods for launch with partners, straight email shots, product launch tactics themselves on the big product launches, if you get into a marketplace where they can support it, integration with other marketers, recruiting affiliates, email marketing, big picture planning, how to understand when you get into a market what your products will be, not just one or two products ahead, but 5 and 10 products ahead, exactly how to always know where you're going, so you never have to waste your time or energy. SEO and traffic, this is Rich's domain, and the guy, we just did our first SEO call, I think three or four days ago, and after 2 hours, my wrist hurt, because I don't really handwrite often, but the guy is endless. So what we're doing is I'll tell you this, on November 11th, this product will sell for $2,500. And this product will be, there'll be some guys out there, some of the people promoting will offer a discount as well, but it's going to be a $25 product. It'll be physical. You receive it in the mail. Now, what I wanted to offer to you guys, just because you're the group of 75 that actually, you know, I spent 5 weeks with, and in all honesty, you actually inspired me to create this course when I did. Because after our very first call together, I told Richard that I had to create a course with him, and that could be my big launch, because it was pointless for me to try to do it on my own, because he actually keeps things in a pretty even keel. All right? So because of your inspiration, we wanted to invite you guys to be VIP charter members. Really, I wanted you to be members of what we call the studio audience. We want to have live studio members that can then give me feedback and give Richard feedback as we go along. Now, we're going to be recording all hours of the day for the next 8 days. We have so much content to get out that you won't be able to make all of it, I'm sure. But for the modules you are able to make. We will send out an email before each one we record, give you as much notice as possible, and we will be recording several hours a day. Now, no, I don't expect you to be able to put all that into action, but not only will you be able to guide where the course goes and telling us what you want to get from it and what we're leaving out that you need more information on, but you also get the full course in the mail, just like everyone else. And I don't even know if you added this to the site. We're going to offer each of you a half-hour coaching session each so that we can review, first off, the offers and marketing behind your business, as well as the SEO, the traffic generation, and the long-term business models you can build with Traffic Gen. So check this out. It's, what is it, three pays of $400 or for $1,100.
$1,100.
It's $2,500. I'm sorry. I have to remember what I said to him. There he is. It was $2,500 retail price, half off because you guys are here. And then we're going to take the $147 you spent with us and give you that back also. So it's $1,100 or three payments of $400. I can't even read. I'm so tired. But regardless, if you guys are interested, we'd love to have – my goal is to have maybe – and I think I'll probably cut it off. This is good marketing too. If you guys ever get this position, just go ahead and do this. We have 75 people that will be hearing this. I'm only going to let 15 of you in because if I have more than that, it does get a little bit confusing. Our best calls to date have been when we have between 20 and 30 people live on these. So I already have my personal coaching clients are going to be a part of this and in the studio audience, and they're paying a lot more, and by a lot more, I mean sometimes hundreds times what you're paying. So I can't kick them out. So we'll take 15 of you, the first 15 who can sign up, and we'll be talking to each of you individually. So recording starts tomorrow morning at, I believe, 10 a.m. Pacific for the next session. And that one's going to be really going in depth on competition analysis and research. It's going to be pretty rad. So if you're interested, feel free to ask any questions you might have. And if you have any ideas or any thoughts on this call at all, I'm happy to answer those too. We're not just here to pitch you. I mean, this call's purpose was to help, and we wanted to give some good content. I think we did that, and I'm tired of talking. So, Richard, do you have any final statements or anything from
one thing I added to the sales letter. You said a 30-minute consultation. What I actually thought was we extend – I didn't know how many you was going to plan to let in, so I said for the first 10 who are going to order, we're going to do a free one-hour personal coaching session where we can get on a webinar like this.
Okay.
So we can have a three-way call, three-way webinar. So you get your one-hour coaching session, and you can use it when you've gone through the materials and when you're launching a product. And what we'll do is we'll actually record that coaching session for you so you can have that to go back and take notes on and watch it anytime you need to.
All right, so here's the deal. Richard and I literally created this today. We talked about it last night. We said we should have some kind of an offer for the end, and we should do something that actually builds value in our calls. So why not creating a live studio audience? Why not have people that can interact with us? So that's why he finished the sales letter, I think, 30 minutes before the call, and I didn't really read it. I just trust him pretty implicitly. So if you're one of the first 15 to order, okay, let me do this. If you're one of the first 5 to order, you get an hour call. If you're one of the first 15, and the next 10 after that, you get an hour or two. Screw it. Everybody gets an hour. Otherwise, it's going to make it way too complex. Everybody gets an hour. It'll have to be about – we can't sit down and talk for at least a week because I'm doing all this content. But looks like we already sold two. Nope, three. So if you're interested, feel free to leave questions, etc. There's only two people on this call right now live, so I'm sure you guys can all get in. And I'm tired of pitching. It's not really my nature. I usually pitch and copy, telling someone how to play golf. So Sally says she can't click on PayPal. Is there a problem with the PayPal button?
Let me check both of them.
That one was good.
Yeah, it seems to work for me. Yeah,
Both are working. I just got three confirmations, so it better be working.
If you want, Sally, we can set something up for you. I can get in touch, and we can set up a payment link for you.
For sure, guys. Well, hey, listen, seriously, thank you so much for all of your time. You know, this has been 5 really incredible weeks for me, just seeing how fast this has grown, how much this has grown. And, if this is where we part ways, we don't happen to see you on the next product, That's fine. That blog will remain open. I encourage you to keep communicating with us. Just because a course is over doesn't mean I stop caring or stop desiring to help. And the same is true of Richard. So don't hesitate to converse with us at least a little bit. Ask us some good questions. I mean, come on, guys. You know what you're doing now. All right. Let's see here. Sally wants to know what time. It'll be noon your time. Yes, Sally. Tomorrow it's at noon your time, I believe. And we'll let you know exactly what time in the morning. Anybody else have any questions I can answer before this is done? Everyone has stuck with us. The attendee list has not changed through that whole pitch. I'm very impressed.
That's
thank
awesome.
You guys for listening, hearing me out. You're awesome. You're absolutely awesome. Anyone else? Do you still intend to have NDS for resale for this past course? Yes. As promised, Meshach and Les are both asking. As promised, the Niche Domination Seekers course will be for sale. I figure we'll have the packaging done to have that shipped out. Now we can. I guess we're just going to do online delivery for resale, and if we do the full resale rights, and if you want to do an affiliate for this, is actually something you guys can all think about and talk about. We'll offer two different options because we're going to offer a physical version, but we're going to have to take a piece of that obviously to cover our cost. Or you can sell the resale rights for free, and we'll give you the information on that sometime next week. The reason you might want to sell the physical version is because your refund rate will be much lower with physical, because people do not like refunding things they have to actually go back to the post office to ship. So, good stuff, guys. Anyone else have any questions that answer everyone's questions? Let's see. Man, this is good stuff. Everyone, thank you so much. I'm honored again to be here. Richard, thank you so much for the opportunity and talking to me into doing this.
Eric, thank you for agreeing.
It's been an honor, truly, guys. Thank you. Testimonials for deadline for testimonials. Please, please get me your testimonials no later than Sunday night at midnight. I don't care what time zone you use, even Japan, so if you can't get it to me by Monday, that's okay. But if you can get me those by Sunday night at midnight, it will be a huge benefit, and I would greatly appreciate it. So that's it, guys. Brian wants to know what seminars we're going to next. I actually don't know. I apologize. Sally, you can give us a testimonial without having a site. That's fine. You can just be your name. SallyWeb.com. All right, Richard. I think this is it. We're done.
Yeah, it's come 5:30. So thanks to everyone again for being part of this. This has been a great series. It turned out much better than I hoped. And the feedback we've had has just been stellar so far. So, yeah, thank you to everybody who's participated, because it's really been your feedback that's driven the content of this course. And we couldn't have done it without you guys. I know it sounds cheesy, but it's true.
So true. All right, everybody, thank you so much again, and we'll be talking very soon. This is over. We're done. Hooray. Woo-hoo. I'm outside. Bye. Have a good night.
Bye, guys.